Did you know only 9% of construction business owners make more than $200,000 a year? We believe your business should make your life better. We work with construction business owners to systemize their cash flow, workflow, and crew so they can become involved but not required. Have a listen to our podcast if you want to be in control of your business and your life. If you want to get there faster, go to involvedbutnotrequired.com.
Hey guys, so I've had a question from Stefan. He's been approached by a new builder and he's been burnt before and he's wondering if he can trust this guy. And mate, look, it's an awesome question. This industry is full of dodgy people. People who are going to rip you off. Now, is it that unethical people are attracted to this industry? No. It is, however, a super competitive industry, and that promotes unethical behavior. Your guys are forced down on margin, end up making mistakes, and then they're left with a choice between losing money and putting their own home at risk or having to screw someone. And so they throw their ethics out the window and their values out the window and screw you rather than lose the roof over their own head or their own kids. So what we're going to look at is how to know as best you can if you should work for a new client, because it's something you're going to do. If you guys are ambitious and want to grow, you're going to have to find new clients to work for. And there's that constant thing in the back of your mind. Is this the right person? Now, I have a theory that when you look at the industry, 100% of clients in your area, and if you're working directly for homeowners, then you know, it's not such a big deal. But when you're working for builders, and whether domestic or commercial, you are needing to assess those guys, because they're the ones in the industry who are going to give you ongoing work and are in the competitive space that's likely to promote that unethical behaviour. So if you look across 100% of the builders in your sector, the top 10 or 20% are fantastic. They have never screwed anyone. They pay everyone on time. They look after their trades. Now, once you get one of those guys, you never let them go. The bottom 10 to 20% screw everybody, and that's what they set out to do from the start. They have no intention of paying you. They are taking you on knowing they're not going to pay you. They're just going to use you and then you know, get you as cheap as you can. So the problem is the bottom 10 to 20% are always looking for tradies because no one works for them twice, and the top 10 to 20% are never looking for tradies. The only time those guys ever look for a tradie is if one of their crew retires or if they grow so big they need an extra crew. So everyone else is along that continuum somewhere. So how to figure out where your builder is? Well, for a start, when you've priced for them, are they interested in you? So by that I mean, if you've given them a price, are they wanting to interview you? Are they wanting to ask you questions? Are they wanting to know who you are, who you've worked for, the quality of your work, see some of your projects? These are all great signs, right? If they are cautious, because don't forget, they have been screwed over by tradies before too, and they've been let down by tradies, so they want to make sure that that's not you, that you're credible, reliable, you'll do what you say and show up and you can do quality work. Really good sign. If they say to you, "Awesome, mate, got your quote, love your price, let's go, when can you start?" Big, big, massive red flag. Because the guys who are going to screw you and only see you for one project, they don't want to get to know you. You know, they're never going to see you again, and they're going to screw you. So they're you know, probably going against what is their deep ingrained values anyway, unless they're an absolute sociopath. So they really don't want to get to know you as a person because it's just going to make them feel bad. So they're like, "Yep, cool, go." So the guys who want to get to know you, good sign. Second thing is, get to know them. If you've got a builder and it's a new builder for you, spend some time getting to know them. Ask what projects they've worked for. You want to find out what projects they've got on the go. That's the number one thing that I like to do. And then I will walk onto one of their sites and chat to some of the other trades there. The main thing is, have you worked for this builder before? If you walk onto a site and you got a tiler and a plumber and a chippy and they're all like, "Oh, this is my first job for this bloke," oh, massive red flag. You know, he should occasionally get, you know, the top guys will have one new tradie every 3 years. The bottom guys will have new tradies all the time every site. So check out how many of the tradies on their site have worked for them before, and then ask some questions about them, because those guys are going to give you honest answers. Yeah, they pay on time. Yeah, look, they're a bit disorganized or whatever it is. So you know where you stand, and you know what's going to go on. That's really the best thing you can do to interrogate the background of that new builder, is watch what behavior they're going to demonstrate to you. Do they care about you, want to get to know you? And look at, look at them, look at their past. You can do credit searches. I would do more of a director history search, see if they've had companies that have gone belly up before. But you really, a lot of that isn't showing up, because most traders don't take them to court, and if they do, then they pay them. So it's not on their credit reference history anyway. It's more about asking around and checking, does it feel right? So I hope that's helped, guys. I got any questions, shoot them through.
We believe your business should make your life better.